This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with the Sports Saturday Show, we join Tim Byes.
All right, Randall, thank you very much. And one of the most exciting days on the high school sports calendar, that first Saturday of postseason play. All sorts of games happening today. Of course, we'll have a triple header on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. North Mac is on the road at Bismarck, hitting Rossville Avenue. The bus has already left. Live coverage at 12:50 today, AM 1540, 106.9 and 92.9 FM. We'll stream that at WSMIRadio.com. We'll talk with Coach Bowman from the bus later on in the hour. On FM 106.1 this afternoon, a doubleheader. DeCoyne at Carthendale, live coverage at 1:45 on 106.1. And then at 5 o'clock, live coverage, Central A&M at Nokomis. That game live on 106.1 and streaming at WSMIRadio.com. So much happening today. We got a jam-packed show for you. Going to catch up with Aaron Coons of Williamsville here in a few moments. Going to talk with Pat Keith of Southwesterners. They are on the bus headed to Benton. We'll talk with Coach Keith coming up momentarily. Trevor Higgins of Pena on the way about 9:30. Pat Bowman of North Mac about 9:40. Paul Watson coming up about 9:50. And on the phone right now, Carthendale head coach Chad Easterday. And Chad, there's nothing quite like this first Saturday of postseason play. Very exciting.
Yeah, this is one of those deals where it's the first round, and we haven't had this situation in a while because of COVID and everything. So I think you're going to see big crowds everywhere, lots of excitement, and the way it should be.
Have you guys done anything this morning as a team, or are you just be getting together later? What's the plan?
They're going to get together, have breakfast. We got breakfast plans, stuff like that. Make sure we're up and moving. With an extra day of practice this week, there's really no reason to have walked through this morning. We've had five complete practices because, obviously, we had an extra prep day in there. So that's our normal routine at home. If we wouldn't have done that, we would have met at McDonald's. They normally feed us on the away games, and then we load the bus and go from there. So, it's a little different when you play at home.
Well, Chad, this was a strange year with so many 5-4 teams getting in. You're 7-2 hosting a 5-4 team, no less.
Yeah, it's funny how all that played out. You look at DeCoyne, they're 5-4, but they have one of those COVID losses
right
on their record. So, who knows what that does? And I think you'll see some really closer games than you have according to record based on some of that unknown stuff that are just out of people's control.
How was your week of practice?
Same as it always is. We did the same thing on Monday that we did week one, the same thing on Tuesday. So we're pretty routine-oriented, but, obviously with someone who we've never seen before, we tend to watch a little bit more film, a little bit more tendencies, both with the kids and without, because obviously we don't know them as you would a normal team in your conference.
When you watch DeCoyne on film, are they similar to anybody in the league, or would this be different?
They're a shotgun team. I think they're a cross somewhere between Greenville, Southwestern type of offenses. They got a couple of really good hard runners, and that sort of thing. So we'll have to take care of business early and make sure that we, get the run stopped and force them to do something that they don't want to do.
And Chad, I know you're relatively healthy, and I forgot to mention it last week, and it just slipped my mind, but Charlie Kessinger got hurt for you on the opening kickoff of that Pena game. And, that may be a name that you don't necessarily hear a lot, but he is on the field a lot for you. So just talk about kind of who's going to replace him and just, next man up.
Yeah, we've taken the next man up philosophy there, but, you are 100% right with Charlie. There's a kid that's been in the Carthendale program for 4 years and just done a phenomenal job. And, he ended up having surgery Friday morning on his leg. So, Jake Schwartz, Jake Eaglehoff, we've packaged a few things, as always. We'll help fill in that role as we start to go through there based on game plan and things like that. So, hopefully the best of luck for Charlie, because I know he plays basketball, and that's going to be going to miss the start of that season too, and hopefully he can get recovered and participate there.
Well, Chad, you've been doing this long enough to know that is the unfortunate reality of a football player and a football coach. A terrible injury for a senior at just an awful time.
Yeah, Coach Steiner said it the best, opening kickoff, you know, things that are just, I don't want to say injuries should happen in more significant fashions, but, you know, he's just a kid rolled on his ankle.
Yeah.
And it's one of those misfortunate things where, you know, you wish it was on a goal line stand and there was a big pile and a big collision, you know, and that sounds really bad too, but, you know, it's just one of those freak things that happen. So we're hoping him the best.
Chad, thank you for a few minutes of your time, as always, and best of luck today.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
That's Chad Easton. The Carlinville Cavaliers, as they will be hosting DeCoin coming up this afternoon. That's a 2 o'clock kick, live coverage at 1:45 on WSMI FM 106.1. And you're talking about two historical programs here. And history don't win football games. You know, it's the 2021 version of the Cavies, the 2021 version of DeCoin. But, you know, you're talking about, I think, over 1,200 program wins between the two, each over the 600 win barrier. So this will be a special matchup between Carlinville and DeCoin later on today. Of course, the Williamsville Bullets are the defending 3A state champions. They finished 8-1 this year. Their one loss, of course, came to a team from Wisconsin. So they are undefeated here against Illinois opponents, and they will be taking on a outfit out of the WIVC today, as they will be playing host to Beardstown, and that game is set to kick at about 2 o'clock. We're hoping to catch up with Williamsville coach Aaron Coons here in just a moment. They were having a team breakfast this morning and then having a walkthrough a little bit later on, so we're hoping to catch Coach Coons here in the window coming up just momentarily. So those are a couple of the 3A games. Some other games in 3A today. We told you Southwestern will be at Benton. We'll talk with Pat Keith coming up momentarily here on Sports Saturday. And then Greenville is going to be at Monticello this afternoon. All of those games in 3A are scheduled for 2 o'clock kickoffs today. Elsewhere in 2A, in terms of the games today, we told you North Mac at Bismarck, Kenning, Rossville, Alvin. That's a 1 o'clock kick. Westville will be at Mororo Forsyth. That game also kicking at 1. 2 o'clock window in Class 2A. Chester will be at Vandalia. Flora is at St. Teresa. And Minden Unity will be at Nashville today, coming up in Class 2A. 4A, Cahokia is at Rochester. That is a 3 o'clock kick coming up this afternoon. Again, 2 o'clock today, Williamsville, your defending state champs, will host Beardstown, and head coach Aaron Coons joins us on the phone right now. And, Coach, finally, you get to start your state title defense.
How great is it that state playoffs are back in Illinois? How great is it? It's just this, just my favorite time of the year, no doubt about it. So
the things
we're excited.
The things we take for granted, and this is arguably the best day on the high school sports calendar. So much excitement, and Aaron, your team, I think they've already been together this morning. I'm sure they're just bouncing off the walls, ready to go.
Yeah, I can tell you that this week we saw more energy out of these guys than we have all year. They were just thrilled to be on the field, even in the weather we had. They loved it, and definitely feel. Fortunate to be back playing high school playoffs.
So you got to practice, I guess, in the rain like Wednesday and Thursday, but thankfully you don't have to play in the rain today.
Yeah, we really lucked out. It looks like, you know, it's not here. There's usually a nice wind tunnel even, and it's not even very windy today. So it's the field, you know, yesterday it kind of spit all day. I think we only got a half inch yesterday, and the field drains well. So I think the field's going to be in good shape for game time, and I think it's going to actually be somewhat of a nice October 29th day, or 30th, yeah.
Aaron, as you've looked at Beardstown on film here, what do you see?
Well, they've got a lot of speed. Their slot backs are extremely talented and fast, and their running back out of the backfield, he's very fast and physical, and then they got a quarterback that can really chuck it. He's a really good baseball pitcher, and up front, man, they have got some big guys. So good physical football team, and then when you get to the playoffs, you know you're going to play somebody good, round one or round whatever. Mm-hmm. So our kids are ready to go, and I know they will be too.
And this is where your conference comes into play. Whether you faced up stylistically against somebody, you have played plenty of physical, hard-nosed opponents.
Yeah, you know, this conference has really, really gets us ready for the gauntlet, gets everybody ready to go, and there's no doubt that we see people that that are that hit hard every week and great coaches every week. And I think our conference has got us ready for today.
How was your week of practice?
It was awesome. I mentioned the energy level early. Earlier, they were just ready to go each day. The best week of practice we've had before this week was before North Mac, and that was by far the best week I feel like we played this year. And so hopefully that's gonna be good for us again, because our kids were just so ready to go. I think our plan is really good, and I'm excited.
And it always amazes me. Coaches just know. Sometimes you'll talk to a coach before a game, and they'll say, "We had a bad week of practice. We're not ready." And watch the game. It's like, wow, he was spot on. So as a coach, it has to just be a reassuring feeling to you to just know, okay, they've put in the work. They're ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, we've done all we can to be prepared for today, and that's all you can do. You know, you can't control. There's so many obstacles you can't control, but you can control how you prepare and your attitude every day, and those were great this week.
All right, Aaron Kuntz, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. Best of luck today against Beardstown.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. You guys have a great day.
All right, that is the Williamsville Bullets head coach, Aaron Kuntz, your defending 3A state champions, and they will host Beardstown today at 2 o'clock. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Still a lot to do. We're going to get on the Southwestern bus here coming up next. Talk with head coach Pat Keith. We'll talk with Pena's Trevor Higgins as Pena is in to round two. A win over last night over Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond, 49-19. So Pena awaiting the winner of Marrero Forsyth and Westville. So we'll talk to Coach Higgins about 9:30. Patrick Bowman and North Mac on the road. We'll catch up with Coach Bowman about 9:40. And then Paul Watson joins us at 9:50 as Nokomis will host Central A&M tonight. Sports Saturday. Back in a moment. All right, Randall, thank you very much. Back here on Sports Saturday. Hey, Fighting Illini football coming up today. They will be hosting Rutgers, 10 o'clock with the pregame coverage, 11 o'clock kick on 105.3 The Ox. Military Appreciation Day and Dad's Day up at Champaign today for the Illini and Rutgers. Of course, it's a huge day on the high school sports scene. Obviously, all sorts of playoff football games going on. The cross-country sectionals will also be run today. And in terms of the boys, Carlinville and Litchfield both had their teams advance into the Trenton-Westland sectional. They will begin running at 11 o'clock this morning. Garrett Beidle of Southwestern, he advanced as an individual and will run this morning. The girls' race will begin at 10 o'clock this morning. And Litchfield and Gillespie both had their teams advance into the sectional round, along with individually Staunton's Brooke Kinder. So that sectional at Trenton Westland, girls' race begins at 10. The boys' race will begin at 11 o'clock this morning. Of course, earlier this week, volleyball regionals championships were held, and Lincolnwood won their regional, and they are into the Greenfield sectional. They will play in a sectional semifinal on Monday night, taking on Brown County. That will be a 5:30 semifinal, and then Springfield Lutheran and Minden Unity in the other sectional semifinal at Greenfield. That will be the 6:30 game. In Class 2A, Staunton, of course, they won their regional championship over Roxana. They are into the Vandalia sectional, and familiar foes here as Staunton will play Breeze Central in the sectional semifinal. Pena will play Breeze Modern Day in the sectional semifinal. And Breeze Modern Day has been one of those teams here the last few years that has just seemingly always been in Staunton's way. So up first for the Bulldogs will be Breeze Central. Up first for Pena will be Breeze Modern Day in Vandalia on Monday. The Monticello sectional has Pleasant Plains and St. Joe Ogden. They'll play Monday in the semifinal at 5:30. And then Monticello and Marrero Forsyth, they will play at 6:30 in a sectional semifinal in volleyball action coming up on Monday. In football playoff action from last night, we told you that Pena beat Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond 49-19. The conditions were not ideal last night with the rain and the wind, but Pena gets it done over Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond. It's Austin Hinchin, 12 carries, 276 yards last night for the Pena Panthers in their win over Arthur Lovington. I guess we're having some trouble catching up with Pat Keith. And, you know, when you're on the bus headed to Benton, who knows what the cell reception is like. So hopefully we'll be able to maybe catch up with Pat Keith a little bit later on in the program. But, you know, that's the beauty of the postseason. And I'm always reminded on this day specifically of what Rich Stewart used to say, the old Hillsboro coach. He would always talk about on this opening Saturday, playoff Saturday, he loved going on the road. He loved those long bus trips because he would talk about just this state. He's like, I'm taking kids maybe to a place that they will never go again in their lives. And it's just, it's one of the neat aspects to this day, you know, the team breakfasts, the long bus rides. And a lot of times, you know, a long bus ride isn't necessarily an enticing thing. But hey, when it's the first round of the playoffs, just load up and go where they tell you. And the Southwestern Piasaw Birds, they are headed off to Benton today. And head coach Pat Keith has found some cell service for us. Good morning, coach.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, doing fantastic. What time did that bus pull out this morning?
We just left here around 15 minutes ago.
And how long of a trek do you have?
About 2 hours and 15 minutes.
So this is one of those deals, it doesn't matter how long the bus ride is, because of just the pure excitement of the situation. What was this week of practice like for you and your kids?
Yeah, it was a good experience for our kids, and we had a good week of practice. And, you know, I think they're just excited to get an opportunity to win a playoff game and be in the playoffs. So, you know, we're not happy with just being here. We're planning on going down to Benton today and getting a victory. And like I said, we had a good week of practice, so I think we're ready to go.
And that is the great thing about the football playoffs. You have to earn your way in. So there is a sense of pride when you hear your name called to know we got to week 10. And confidence-wise for your kids, that has to be huge going into Benton.
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, like I said, we had a little stretch there in the season where we struggled a little bit. Then we had a nice win last week at Gillespie, and so I thought we played pretty well. And so hopefully I know our kids are just by the week of practice, but we had a good week of preparation, and, you know, the excitement is, like you said, seeing your name on the playoff show and everything. And so, you know, we're excited to be heading to Benton right now, and we're going to give them our best shot. And I think, like I said again, hopefully we'll be coming back with a victory.
When you look at Benton on film, what do you see with them?
They're athletic quarterback. They can run and throw. They, you know, obviously defensively, they haven't given up a lot of points this year, and they're playing a good conference down there in Southern Illinois, but you know, something that we haven't seen, you know, with other opponents in our conference. We have a lot of same similar teams with Carlinville and Vandalia and Pena, so Greenville. So just for us, just execution and doing the right things, alignment, assignment, and taking care of the football and sustaining some drives offensively and making big plays on special teams.
Scheme-wise, are they similar to anybody that you played this year?
Yeah, they're similar to, like I said, the teams I just named. Carlinville, Vandalia run some spread. Quarterback's pretty athletic, likes to run outside the pocket a little bit. So, you know, something we saw with Pena for sure with their quarterback, and like I said, in the past seasons with Carlinville and Vandalia. So it's just for us, just to, you know, like I said again, to be prepared and line up correctly and take care of business, some of the basic fundamentals of football, just blocking and tackling. So hopefully, like I said again, we had a good week of practice, and I think our kids are ready to go, and they're excited about the opportunity to play in the playoffs for sure.
And I get, you know, a fast start, it's always important in any game, but on the road in the playoffs, boy, a fast start can go a long way.
No, definitely. I agree with that totally. Hopefully we'll win the toss and get the football and have a nice drive and put some points on the board early. So, you know, to let them know we're ready to play. And I definitely agree. A fast start is definitely beneficial, especially on a long road trip of a playoff game.
Now, will the call be heads or tails? Do you make the call, or do you let the captains make the call?
We talked to them prior to it, so We'll kind of make that call.
And just on the bus here, does it feel like a business trip with the boys locked in already?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we talked about it too. That, you know, it's exciting and it's fun, but we have a goal here, and the goal is to go win a high school football game. So kids are pretty focused, and like I said again, had a good week on film, you know, watching film and practice. So I feel like they're pretty locked in, ready to go, and I'm sure they're a little nervous too. You know, first opportunity to play a playoff game, and then, you know, it's nice also to go play somebody different, somebody we haven't seen before, and so we're excited about the opportunity.
Now, are you guys on the yellow bus, or did you get something different?
We got a nice coach bus, actually, right now, a coach bus, so no yellow bus, so a coach bus, so it makes the travel a little bit easier and a little more comfortable, and that's obviously one of the perks of making the playoffs,
right.
So we're excited about it. Like I said, the kids are excited, too, so we're going to hopefully go down today and come back this afternoon with a victory for the Piasaw Southwestern and the Southwestern Conference.
Sounds fantastic. Pat, Keith, thank you for a few minutes of your time, and good luck today.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thanks a lot.
All right, the head coach of the Piasaw Birds, and you heard him say it, they pulled out of the high school about 15 minutes ago on their trek to Benton. And we're talking about just, you know, the things that you really remember, right? And the game is the game. It's the reason. It's the most important thing. But the bus ride, you know, on the nice coach bus, or the breakfast beforehand, or those types of things. Those are the special moments when you know that everybody in the state now, they're not getting to experience that. You know, it's a select 256 teams to get to have that experience here in week 10. And for Southwestern, it's been a while since they've made the postseason. And you heard Coach Keith say it. They are not just happy to be here. They're going down to Benton to get the W. So Southwestern and Benton, that game will kick off at 2 o'clock today in Class 3A. Going to catch up here momentarily with Pena head coach Trevor Higgins, as Pena last night picked up a win over Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond 49-19 as they got that Friday night game in. And, of course, that gives Coach Higgins and his staff an opportunity now to get in a firsthand scout on Moreau Forsyth, one would imagine, as Moreau Forsyth will host Westville today. And, of course, you know, Coach Higgins, he wasn't looking past Arthur Lovington on any level, but they got past him. And now, you know, barring anything can happen in the playoffs, you know, maybe Moreau Forsyth gets beat today. Who knows? Maybe it happens. But odds are it's going to be Pena and Moreau Forsyth in that second round of the playoffs. And what a battle royale that will be, as Pena got back to their domination on the ground last night. Austin Hinchin carried the ball just 12 times for 276 yards in the Pena win. Other 2A games last night, Breeze Modern Day beat Carmi White County 54-16. Those were the only games in 2A last night. Some other scores from 4A, SHG, they beat Columbia 49-13. Civic Memorial, our old buddy Mike Parmentier, knocked off Quincy Notre Dame last night 20-17. Freeburg beat Olney Richland County by the final of 69-19 last night. In 5A, it was Morton over Highland. That final was 56-33. And then this score, it's just wild, but it is right. In 6A, Springfield High beat Rock Island 94-72. 94-72 was the final last night for Springfield High over Rock Island. I can't say that I remember seeing a score anything like that before. In 8A last night, South Elgin, they beat Edwardsville 24-13, and Glenbrook South, they topped O'Fallon last night by the final of 34-6. Again, our broadcast schedule for today, it's a triple header on the Tally Broadcasting stations. North Mac at Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin. Live coverage of the 1 o'clock kick at 12:50 today on WUSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. We'll stream that game at WUSMIRadio.com. Coming up on 106.1 this afternoon, DeCoin at Carthenville, live at 1:45. And then Central A&M at Nokomis, live tonight at 5 on FM 106.1 and streaming at WUSMIRadio.com. On the phone right now is Pena Panther head coach Trevor Higgins. And Trevor, good morning, sir. How you doing? Have you warmed up?
No, man, I tell you, just another exciting game, another exciting atmosphere. Trying to settle down a little bit, but yeah, just really pumped for our guys.
And I mean, it doesn't matter what you did in the regular season. When you go in and get a playoff win, that changes the whole dynamic of the season.
Yeah, you know, you just never know when playoffs come, just how your kids are going to respond, because playoff of football is just different than regular season. Everything just means a little more, and so some people get really uptight and don't play our game. And but I thought our guys came out and just right away played really well, especially our offense, finally coming out and getting a fast start, you know, with our run game and scoring on the first drive. And, yeah, just a lot of good things happened, and really thankful for that Carthenville game. I think that really helped us prepare for the first game and our guys settled in from the get-go and, yeah, played really hard.
And the weather, I guess, was a little bit of a factor, nothing like it was in Nokomis in Week 8, but I suppose the Week 8 experience with that type of weather helped for the little bit of weather you had to deal with last night.
Yeah, without a doubt. A huge shout-out to our maintenance crew. Our field was in great shape. Took the rain and, you know, didn't end up in a mud bowl. And so field's still in really good shape, and we were able to do what we wanted to offensively. So shout-out to them and the hard work that they do all year to get that field ready. Arthur's coach just said after the game just how great our field was. It was one of the best grass fields he's seen. So, yeah, big shout-out to them. And because of that, we were able to move the ball and through the ground and through the air when we needed to.
And, of course, you know, the one thing that can really neutralize speed is a wet track, but it sounds like that was not an issue for you guys last night. And your speed, Trevor, it's going to be such an asset for you guys moving forward because confidence-wise, I mean, when your kids get out there, they know odds are whoever's lined up across from them can't really match up with them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, the Fegan kid we knew, the D1 prospect was probably one of their faster kids, and but we also knew that I think that most of our guys were faster than him. So when you can come out confident that we can fly around, I mean defensively especially, we can fly around in football, and we swarmed him pretty well, held him. I think he was right at 100 yards, but also had, you know, 30-plus carries. So every yard that he had was definitely earned because our defense was just swarming last night.
Trevor, you guys have been so consistent this year. I mean, through 10 games, obviously 10-0. But week in, week out, you guys are bringing really the same thing to the table. And that really, from your perspective, is a great thing when you know what you have ahead of you now.
Yeah, I mean, consistency and getting better each week. And definitely, like I said, our O-line just dominated last night, allowed Henschen to have a breakout game at 207 yards in the first half, ended with 276 on the ground. Max Lynch had a couple of runs for touchdowns. Henschen had three, I think, for rushing touchdowns. We did have one passing touchdown, but like I said, we didn't really need the pass game there. So, yeah, credit our O-line. Just a great dominant game by them, opening some really big gaps for our guys to get through. And as you know, with our speed, if we can find a gap, we can get 20 yards in a hurry.
And, Trevor, I mean, the offensive line, it's one of those groups. No one seems to really pay attention to them unless something goes wrong. But when you guys dominate like you have the line of scrimmage all year, the speed gets the attention, and I talk a lot about the speed. But speed's no good if there's six guys in the backfield when they get the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And this crew is a very tight-knit crew. They do a great job of communicating. It starts with our center, Logan Grins, and a senior, great kid, hardworking kid. And he calls a lot of our schemes for us in our run game, pass game. And so for them to be able to communicate with each other, that way, you know, we know who we're getting on every play. And then, yeah, the work they put in the weight room, especially this year, was special. You know, sometimes you get some years where your O-line, they think they're strong enough and big enough already, and so they don't work as hard, but this group is completely opposite. They put in work ever since that spring season, and it's paying off for them right now.
Trevor, obviously one of the advantages to playing last night is you can head up and watch Moreau Forsyth in person today, I would suspect.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited to, you know, finally go and just enjoy a high school playoff game with no pressure on me to make any calls. And I plan on going up there and watching a good game and seeing who our opponent is and being able to come right back and just start game planning with our guys and figuring out how we can come out with a win round two.
Now, are you going to roll in there with your painted gear, or are you going to go stealth mode now?
I'm not sure if I'm going to go with the bucket hat or not. I mean, bucket hat kind of gives it away, and that's what I'm known for. So Joseph and I, we talk all the time. He's actually one of my coaching mentors, what I call. Whenever I was younger and just getting into coaching, I had a lot of questions and just brand new out of the gate. And so I would text him or call him, and he always took the time to text back or call back. And so he knows who I am, and obviously I know who he is. And so, when I get there, it doesn't matter what I wear. They know we're coming. I know that they had a few guys there last night to watch us. That's just what's great about having a Friday night game is, people in our bracket were able to come to our game, and, now we're able to go to theirs.
And, I mean, the potential for the Payne-Amarillo-Forsyth game, that is a quarterfinal or a semifinal game that potentially happens in the second round.
Yeah, absolutely. Our guys, like we talked about last night, to be the best, you got to beat the best. Mm-hmm. And so Maroa, just the name Maroa is a program name. Year in, year out, they always, are getting either in state or close to state. So to be, I know they got a tough Westville team, and I know they're not looking ahead either. But if we get the chance to play them next week, our guys would really cherish that chance to be the ones to knock them out. And so, we're excited, no matter who it is, obviously, to be round two. To be able to play a program like Maroa would be something that our guys would be up for.
Awesome. Trevor, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. Congratulations on the win last night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Trevor Higgins, the head coach of the Payne Panthers. And that's exactly right. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And when it comes to 2A playoff football, Maroa Forsyth is always in the way, and Payne will have their chance to slay the giant next week. Although this year, Payne is the giant. I mean, they are loaded and they are dangerous. It doesn't matter who gets put in front of them. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, North Mac is en route to Bismarck Kenny. We hope to catch up with Patrick Bowman on the Panther bus, and Nokomis's Paul Watson still on the way when Sports Saturday returns. All right, Randall, thank you very much. Fighting Illini football coming up today, 10 o'clock, hosting Rutgers over on 105.3 The Ox. And, of course, at 12:50 this afternoon, we'll have live coverage of North Mac at Bismarck, Kenning, Rossville, Alvin on AM 1540, 106.9 and 92.9 FM, and streaming at WSMIRadio.com. And joining us on the phone right now is North Mac head coach Patrick Bowman. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
So you guys on the road?
We are on the road. We just got past Springfield, so we're getting closer.
So I assume a nice bus?
Yes, very nice and comfortable for sure.
And, we don't want to talk bad about school buses because they obviously have a purpose, but their purpose is not for nice, long playoff trips on a Saturday.
They are not, and we're very thankful for the people that allowed this to happen for us for sure.
Pat, as you've looked here at Bismarck on film, what do you see maybe? What are some of the things that concern you?
They're not 9-0 by accident, and any team that comes in 9-0 in the playoffs, no matter what sport or activity you're doing, it's hard to win them all. Mm-hmm. So definitely they're a 9-0 team, and they've got some size, they've got some athletes, so this should be a good one.
Do they match up with anybody that you've played in terms of just kind of what they try to do with their schemes?
Not very much. Hmm. They are extremely run heavy and foot on foot up front, and they like to run the football. So a little bit similar to maybe an Athens we played last week, but a little bit different formations for sure.
Sounds like maybe more of a kind of an old school philosophy with them.
They are, definitely.
So like from your perspective though, 20 years ago, that's easy to prepare for. But now with so much spread, how do you get ready for it when you haven't necessarily seen it?
It is, and it's just we've got some good players that try to replicate it as best as we can. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate enough to have enough players to do that, and had a good week of practice, but we did find out that it's rained there for the last 2 days and even last night.
Oh. So
they did call us and tell us to be ready for a mess.
Well, I guess that was nice of them to give you a heads up at least.
It was, because they really didn't have to do that, so we do appreciate that. That was pretty good sportsmanship already, and we're not even there yet.
There you go. And, you know, like, there's so many X factors that go into these situations, and field conditions is obviously a big one. So do you take long different lengths of spikes? Is there anything you can do in that regard, or what you got is what you got, and you roll with it?
We did check all the spikes and everything last night before we left, so we definitely do take that into consideration, and definitely going to come down to taking care of the football when it's a muddy mess, for sure.
So I would imagine whatever you thought your game plan might have been earlier in the week, when you find out the weather, does that alter what you were planning on doing at all?
Not really, and you have to play with what they give you. So field conditions will obviously go into it when we see for sure what it's going to be like, and we'll be ready for all of it for sure.
In terms of your week of practice with your kids, what was the focus like? How did it go?
Great week of practice, extra working day here playing on Saturday, so that always helps. And they enjoyed every single second. We went out for breakfast as a team this morning before we left, and that was awesome experience, and they're just enjoying every minute, and it's been a blast all week.
Well, we've talked about it, Patrick, everything your kids have gone through. And this is why the spring season was so strange without this carrot at the end. But the meal, the bus, the playoff experience, that is what high school football is about.
It is, and not having it last year. So these kids, a few of them when they were freshmen, got to experience a little bit of playoffs, but really they haven't experienced much with that off year last year. And like you said, everything they've gone through this year, they deserve playoffs, and they actually deserve a win today.
And I guess I feel bad for whoever is washing your uniforms after today. It might require quite a lot of bleach.
It might. We actually are wearing black pants for that reason, because we knew the white ones wouldn't be white after the first play.
That's probably a very good decision. Very good. Patrick, always appreciate your time here on Saturday mornings. Best of luck today.
Hey, thanks so much, Tim. We'll talk soon.
All right. That is Patrick Bowman, the head coach of the North Mac Panthers. We'll have him live on the radio, 12:50 pregame, 1 o'clock kick, WQSMI AM 1540, 106.9 and 92.9 FM, and then online as well at WQSMIRadio.com. And wet over at Bismarck Hinnington. That's, you know, can't do anything about it. And who knows? Maybe it'll work out in North Mac's favor. You never know how it'll go. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we will catch up with Nokomis head coach Paul Watson. Of course, Nokomis has had their own field issues here ever since the Mud Bowl in Week 8 against Pena. And, you know, we had some rain here middle part of the week. Not exactly what they were looking for that field in Nokomis. Is able to host Central A&M tonight. We'll talk with head coach Paul Watson when Sports Saturday returns. Thank you, Randall. Coming up tonight, Central A&M will be at Nokomis. We'll have live coverage at 5 o'clock on WQSMI FM 106.1 and online at WQSMIRadio.com. And head coach Paul Watson joins us here on Sports Saturday. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm sure you're good. How's the field?
You know what? It is a lot better than I thought it would be. It actually has come out pretty good.
And obviously, the rain on Wednesday and Thursday, that's the last. Are you sitting at your house on Wednesday night thinking, come on, give me a break?
No, I mean, I knew it was coming. That's why we were playing, you know, late this afternoon at 5. And, you know, to new looking ahead, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all chance of rain. And so, you know, that's why we pushed it back to 5 o'clock on today, and to give it, you know, some chance to dry, but it's kind of cloudy and a little wind, but not much heat, so I don't know how much it's actually going to be able to dry.
Right. Did the rye take for you, though?
You know what? It didn't do bad. I was surprised.
Paul, as obviously you played Central A&M in Week 2, did you watch that film specifically this week getting ready for today?
Oh, yeah. You know, we watched that, seen what they did and seen what we didn't do. And you know, and then we watched, you know, their last couple of weeks of the regular season. And you know, we've got a pretty good game plan coming in. And, you know, as long as we execute, we'll be just fine.
Do they look like a different team than they did? Because Week 2, that's ages ago. They look like a different team to you in Week 8, Week 9?
Yeah, you know, watching them on film, it looks like, there are a couple of different people in different positions. The parody was hurt, so they ended up moving him out to slot receiver instead of playing quarterback. I mean, he still gets back and runs some from quarterback position. But they got sophomore kid in there quarterbacking now, and then they got another kid on defense. So, you know, they're a little bit different, but not much.
And, Paul, this, the mentality of your kids, I can only imagine that they are just licking their chops at another shot at them.
Yeah, that's true. We, you know, at the end of the A&M game, I mean, that was one thing that when we watched films that next day is, you know, they seen, you know, the success we had and the mistakes that we made that, you know, that if we wouldn't have, it'd been a different ball game. And that's what they said, you know, hey, we wasn't a shot. And I said, you know, I said, there's a good chance in the playoffs that, you know, we'll run into them. So, yeah, they're excited.
And, I mean, that's like your team. You are a very talented team. Like, if there's an underdog team, it's like, okay, everything has to go right for us to win. That's not the case with you guys. If you clean up your mistakes, you're going to be right there at the end.
Oh, yeah, and that's what, you know, they know that. And, that, you know, we showed them. We've practiced it. We've, you know, the tackling, the blocking, the execution, you know, and it wasn't a lot of mistakes, but it was enough mistakes that you know, things just started stoneballing on us, and we hadn't had that experience, you know, early on to kind of adjust to that. And a lot of that was mental stuff. And so, you know, the regular season, especially, you know, being behind at East Alton, you know, coming back and winning that, and then, you know, playing a game, being like a big, you know, big playoff game atmosphere, you know, that's all going to help us tonight.
And, you know, I think of the Panda game just because of the state of the field from that night. And it's good now, looks good, but it's going to get in rough shape as this game moves along. And so that experience playing on it already in week 8 is going to have to be an advantage for you, I would suspect.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, like I said, there's still a lot of bare spots out there that are, you know, that's wet. So it's going to get tore up, and, you know, we're used to that. We're used to playing in that mud and slop, so that's going to definitely help us.
What are you guys doing this morning? Are you doing anything different because of the playoffs, or keeping it normal?
We got a walkthrough here in a couple minutes at 10. We're going to go 10 to 11, do a walkthrough here, you know, just kind of get them up, get them moving around, and then they're going to go eat, and we're actually going to do a few more things to the field and get ready to roll.
Well, you know, you've been around basketball enough to know that sometimes when there's no school, the game, the start of the game can be a little bit dicey.
It's, you know, it's all about that routine. And I think that's all the way, you know, from high school up to the professionals as well. But, you know, you want that routine. You want them to keep, you know, this is what happens here, here, and here. So their mind's not wandering and they get off track. But, you know, this group, you know, we've got 12 seniors that are all leaders and do a heck of a job, you know, keeping the kids, you know, ready to go.
And with that senior leadership, I would suspect that during practice, you didn't have to do a whole lot in terms of keeping them focused.
Oh, no. They know what they want. You know, this one big goal was a home playoff game. So, you know, we checked that off. The other goal after the A&M game was a rematch against them. So, you know, they got what they wished for. So now let's just go take care of business.
Sounds great. 5 o'clock kick tonight in Nokomis. Paul, thanks for a few minutes of your time, as always, and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, that's Paul Watson, the head coach of Nokomis. So a triple header coming up here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. North Mac at Bismarck, Kenning, Rossville, Alvin. 1 o'clock kick, live coverage 12:50 today on AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9, and then we'll stream that game at WSMIRadio.com as well. Coming up at 1:45 on FM 106.1, DeCoin will be at Carthenville. Live coverage 1:45 for the 2 o'clock kick. And then Central A&M at Nokomis live at 5 on FM 106.1. We'll stream that online as well at WSMIRadio.com. Of course, you can always check the website for the broadcast schedule. And other games happening around the area today, of course, Southwestern, they are on the road, they are headed to Benton for a 2 o'clock kick. Greenville on the road at Monticello for a 2 o'clock kick. And Williamsville will be hosting Beardstown today, also a 2 o'clock kick. All of those are opening games in 3A. In 2A, Vandalia will be hosting Chester this afternoon. That will be a 2 o'clock kick. St. Teresa hosting Flora. Nashville hosting Minden Unity. Both of those games kicking off at 2 o'clock as well. in Class 1A at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Macon Meridian will be at Athens. Shelbyville will be at Carrollton. And Catlin Salt Fork will be at Greenfield Northwestern. In 4A today, Rochester hosting Cahokia. That game will kick at 3 o'clock. Bree Central hosting Salem tonight. That game kicks at 7. In 5A, Jacksonville is at Mahomet Seymour this evening. That's a 7 o'clock start this evening. And in 6A this afternoon, it'll be Glenwood at Crete Moni. That's a 1 o'clock start with East St. Louis hosting Riverside Brookfield at 3 o'clock. And then in 7A, Collinsville hosting Geneva. That game will kick at 3. And in 8-man playoff football today, Pawnee will travel to Milford Cisna Park for a 2 o'clock start. And again, cross-country sectionals being run today at Trenton West Glen. The girls' race gets underway at 10, the boys at 11. Litchfield and Gillespie girls, they are competing in the team competition there. Brooke Kinder for Staunton competing as an individual. On the boys' side, Carlinville and Litchfield both competing in the team competition. And Southwestern's Garrett Vidal is running as an individual today in the cross-country sectional at Trenton West Glen. And those volleyball sectionals get underway on Monday as Lincolnwood will be taking on Brown County at Greenfield in a sectional semifinal at 5:30. The second semifinal in 1A play at Greenfield has Springfield Lutheran taking on Minden Unity at 6:30. Then in 2A sectional volleyball at Vandalia, Staunton and Breeze Central in one semifinal, Pena and Breeze Modern Day in the other semifinal. Those will be played Monday night in Vandalia. And then at Monticello in the sectional, Pleasant Plains and St. Joe Ogden, Monticello and Maroa Forsyth in the two semifinals in that 2A sectional. This is a fun day, though. This is one of the great days on the high school sports calendar. And if you are on the road, no matter what road you might be on, interstates, you know, main highways, which direction you're going, doesn't matter, you're probably going to run into a school bus or a nice luxury bus headed somewhere for some game somewhere in the state today. But it is just a fun day. Get out and enjoy yourself with some high school playoff football today. And, of course, we got the triple header for you here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations beginning at 1 o'clock with the North Mac and Bismarck game. That'll be on AM 1540, 106.9. And 92.9. Of course, Fighting Illini football coming at the top of the hour. They are hosting Rutgers today. Live coverage, 10 o'clock on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Thanks to all of our football coaches who joined us today. Chad Easterday, Aaron Coons, Pat Keith, Trevor Higgins, Pat Bowman, and Paul Watson. Good luck to all competing today in the football playoffs. Sports Saturday is in the books here on the final Saturday in October. For Randy Prangy, I am Tim Mize here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. Have a great sporting weekend.